uçacağım ben. Uçacağım ben. Uçacağım. Uçacağım ben.
Keeping you informed about what's going on locally. This is Let's Talk About It.
It's time for another segment of Let's Talk About It on Dakota Country AM 1400 KQDJ, also 97.1 FM, and streamed 24/7 on newsdakota.com. Today we're talking with the Holiday Marathon Shopping Marathon committee member Katie Anderson. How are you doing today?
Well, I'm doing great.
Good, good. Now, I talked to you yesterday, but today we're talking about something different, nothing with the city council.
Yeah.
It is actually with the city of Jamestown, and it's this new holiday shopping marathon in Jamestown.
That's right. We have a committee put together that has created this concept of a holiday shopping marathon to encourage shopping local prior to the holiday season. And this committee is kind of an interesting conglomeration of people than groups that came together. So what you have is you have representatives from the Jamestown Civic Center, representatives from Buffalo City Tourism Foundation, representation from the Jamestown Chamber of Commerce, and from the Main Street Downtown Association. And I actually participated in a number of those groups, and so I guess I could probably talk about any one of them coming together. And then we just have some volunteers who were interested in this subject that kind of led to this concept and to everybody moving forward. It's completely volunteer. Everything was donated that we put together here. So we really want to thank all of the efforts that went in from this committee to create this concept. So what is it? It is 26.2 days of shopping in Jamestown. And it's a reward-based incentive for you to shop locally. And so we came up with, there are a little over 80 businesses in Jamestown that are retail in nature, meaning that you can walk in and you can purchase something in them and walk back out again. So we created a brochure that lists all 80 of those businesses, and we put them into categories that we think best fits the business and or the business thought that they best fit into in our conversations that we had. We understand that this piece is probably not perfect, as it was created by volunteers, and it was a little difficult to do. I got to tell you, you know, you can't just look at the chamber directory and get everything, because not everybody's a chamber member. You can't just look in the yellow pages and get every business in town, because they don't all represent there. So this was really all of us just talking about making sure that we had included all the businesses that we see in Jamestown and try and put them in appropriate categories. So there's 12 categories for the businesses, and if you visit 10 of those categories in the next 26.2 days, which takes you to Black Friday, the marathon actually started with the kickoff at the Boutique and Craft Show at the Civic Center this Sunday, and you can start participating anytime. And if you visit 10 of those 12 categories of businesses, you get into the drawings for prizes. The grand prize is $500 in chamber bucks, so $500 to do additional Christmas shopping goes a long way, so we hope that that's a good incentive.
Right.
And then we also have weekly prizes that were donated by our local businesses, and we actually gave away our first prize last on Monday night. Mm-hmm. And we had five people who had already completed their marathon shopping.
Holy cow.
And so, yeah, exactly. I'm really excited that it took off right away and that we had five people who just said, you know what, I'm going to go out and finish my shopping right away on Sunday and qualify for this, because they got in the drawing for a really great prize from Home of Economy. And so we gave away that first prize already, and we're going to do the same thing on our next Mondays. So please have your cards into the turn-in offices if you would like to qualify the weekly prizes by noon on the Monday. And the places you can turn in the cards are the Buffalo Mall office. And so if you're not familiar with that location, it's right next to Riddles. You could also turn them in at Riddles Jewelry. Shirley Jackson is a great member of our committee and has allowed Riddles to also be a collection site. For example, if the mall office is not closed, but Riddles is, you could turn them in there. You can turn them in at the customer service desk at Coburn's, and you can turn them in at the Civic Center, or you could turn them in at the tourism office as well. All of those places will funnel back so that you get into the drawing. Okay. If you are interested in participating in the holiday marathon and you don't have your prize ticket yet, so you got to have this little form to fill out, then you can pick them up at those same locations, as well as we dropped off several copies of these at each of the participating businesses and other businesses that are maybe considered, say, service industry, and they just wanted to help support shopping local. They have some at their businesses as well, so we're trying to make sure that there's a lot of places you can pick these up to get started.
Right. Okay, so here's something a little off topic. 0.2 days, where does that come from?
Well, 26.2 miles is a marathon.
Okay.
And so we are really just kind of playing with the theme of a marathon. There just happens to be 26 days between November 3rd, which was the kickoff for this event, and Black Friday. And we understand that in Jamestown, you're not going to be able to meet all of your retail needs for your holiday shopping, but we want you to try shopping here first. And that there be an incentive for you to do that. And we kind of we've been playing around with some of the phrases that deal with running, and we say, how many of these stores do you run past?
Right, right.
Do you never step inside and see what they have to offer or check them out first? Maybe you just run to your computer and you shop online, or maybe you run out of town to do some retail shopping other places. And there's lots of great shopping experiences in Jamestown, even though we don't necessarily have everything that you're looking for retail. We do have quite a bit, and we can celebrate that.
Right. Something that I think should be covered too, it says visit 10 of the 12 below. That does not mean that you have to go in and purchase anything.
That is correct. There is no purchase required in this. There's no economic impact necessarily required. We hope that you are purchasing things at these stores so that you're positively influencing our local economy. In order to qualify, maybe I should talk about that a little bit. What you do is you go into one of the businesses. So let's just say you're looking for your sporting goods. And so you're going to head down to Gun and Reel in downtown Jamestown. And you go in there, you shop around a little bit. You see, hey, you know what? They carry Nike and Adidas. They carry jet skis. Maybe that'd be a really good Christmas present. Maybe you see that they carry Under Armour and you need some sweatshirts as your holiday materials, and of course all of your hunting and sporting gear needs. Well, there's also an ornament located in that store. And it could be at the front desk. It could be located somewhere in the store that you have to go look for it. It's up to the business for how easy or hard they make that. And on that ornament is a code word. And it's just a holiday word like joy or holly or figgy pudding or something silly like that. And so we have you just document that you saw that code word. That's how you verify that you were at the store. Does not necessarily require, say, a manager's signature or any interaction with the staff, because we wanted to make it as least burdensome on the businesses as possible.
Right.
And so it is free to all the businesses that are participating. All the costs are covered through the sponsor organizations, the Chamber, Main Street Downtown Association, Civic Center, and Tourism. And any additional advertising that they wish to do to support this event would be at their own decision.
Okay. Now, I also have another brochure here of all the different places that they can go. They can also pick these up at those locations that you mentioned earlier, right?
That's correct. We did, when we dropped off the ornaments as a committee of volunteers, we each took about, 8 to 12 businesses per committee member and went and personally visited them. We gave them information about participating in this, collected their contact information, and then we dropped off the ornaments so that they're participating and several copies of these brochures and prize tickets. And so they should be available there. On this brochure that lists all the businesses, they're in the categories that I mentioned earlier. There's 12 categories. It's everything like sporting goods, wine and spirits, health and beauty, those types of categorization. So it's kind of like looking at a mall directory. And then there's also a map on there that has locations of where all those businesses are to kind of give you an idea of maybe where you could concentrate some efforts. Here's a cluster of businesses where you could go together. And the addresses are listed for each individual business on the brochure as well.
Right. That's definitely, that helps things. That makes things a lot easier.
And some of those businesses you may never have really heard of or thought of. We have some new businesses in Jamestown, a place like Sugar Rush Boutique, that's relatively new to our area. You may not know that that's in the strip mall with the Dollar Tree.
Right.
So an address will really help you and try out a unique shopping experience in Jamestown.
Right. Now, Katie, where can people get more information about this? I see that there's a Facebook page available.
There is. Oh my gosh. That's like the biggest part. Like us on Facebook. And I can't believe I didn't say that from the very first and repeat it three times in this.
Right.
But really, if you want more information, please like us on Facebook. We're trying to put posts and updates and things, and we want your feedback as well on how things are going. If you participated in this and you had an obstacle in your way, or you thought it was really fun, you want to say something positive about it, encourage all your friends to do this as well, please do that. That's how we're planning on sharing the message. We really want to utilize that social media piece. If you have specific questions, the Civic Center is kind of being our clearinghouse. And so the number for the Civic Center is on the back of the brochure, and so that you can contact the Civic Center if you have specific questions, and they'll try and point you in the right direction. It was difficult with the kind of committee that we are, where we're just this group of people who don't necessarily get together and for any other purpose to create that contact point. So we're hoping that the Civic Center will be able to point you in the right direction if you have a question.
All right, perfect. Mayor Anderson, I think we've covered everything. I'm glad we got the Facebook page in there.
Yes.
But I think that's everything. That's the marathon, and it's going until November 29th, Black Friday, and they can pick up their brochures again. What were those locations?
Buffalo Mall Office, Riddles Jewelry, Buffalo City Tourism Office. And so that's up by the Frontier Village. If you're not familiar with that location, at the entrance of Frontier Village is the Buffalo City Tourism Office. And the Civic Center, as well as all the participating businesses, should have a handful of copies as well. We hope that everybody enjoys their holiday shopping experience and makes a positive economic impact on our area.
All right, perfect. Thank you very much for joining us today.